So we're in the process of still trying to get this roster down to 53. And it's a difficult process. We have until tomorrow afternoon to do that. So I'm going to wait till those announcements are officially announced before I comment on those things. I just will say this again. I said this last week when we're getting the roster to 75. You know, it's a very difficult process. You know, it's a bunch of guys. You start out with 90 guys, and they work extremely hard. They give you everything they got in the weight room and on the practice field and in the film room. And so when you call them into your office and they meet with both myself and Rick Smith, I think we just try to be upfront and honest with them and tell them, look, here's what you did well and here's what you need to work on, and then go from there. But it's a difficult process, obviously more difficult on the player than it is on us, but it's tough day for everybody, and we appreciate everybody's efforts that has been, you know, trying to make this team. Yeah, he definitely did something to his shoulder. I wouldn't call it anything that would require surgery, but I do think that he'll miss some significant time. We're still in the process of meeting with our medical team. He's meeting with our doctors, and we're kind of probably doing a couple of MRIs, things like that, to try to see exactly where it's at and how long he'll miss. So I don't have any definitive details on you on that, other than it's a shoulder.
If with him being out for however long, does that require you to go out with the quarterback, or is that a decision yet to be made?
Yeah, I think it's a discussion that we're having, Mark, you know, whether to go out and, possibly get a third quarterback, or maybe have a quarterback on the practice squad, you know, something like that. So that's something that we're talking about right now. We haven't made a final decision on that.
When you release these players, do you have a good feeling on who you'd like to have back for those 10 practice squad spots?
We have a pretty good feeling, Jason, on that, you know, and I think that's a credit to the roster, you know, that we've, and I say we, you know, we're all in this thing together, you know, and we've put this roster together, and what you want on your practice squad is you want guys that eventually can play for you. You want guys that are on that practice squad that you think have a future with the Houston Texans. Hopefully they clear waivers and you can get them to the practice squad. That's the key. So a lot of those guys have put some good plays on film. They may not clear waivers, and if they don't, that's the risk we take. But hopefully we can have a really strong practice squad. We feel like we can.
When we watch the tape, what kind of jumped out about some of the rookie linemen that were playing a lot of snaps for you?
On both sides of the ball?
Yeah, sure, both sides.
Yeah, you know, I think it was a struggle last night. I think that, and this is not an excuse, I think that, you know, we didn't put a lot into this game plan. We really started working on Kansas City, and we even did some work on our second game, Carolina, last week. And we did some work on Dallas. But, you know, these guys were in a tough position. What I did like is that they competed. You know, they competed very hard. We turned the ball over twice, which isn't good. You know, that led to points, and that's not good. So we've got to do a better job with all those guys of taking care of the ball. But I thought they played hard. And they played smart, and for the most part, and so I was glad to see that.
With Chris Clark thrown to the fire like that, after only being here for a short time, how did he look to you?
Yeah, I thought he, you know, for only having been here about 2 days, especially on the practice field and having to go out there and know what to do, we kept it, fairly simple, but it's still, it's a different language for him, and I thought he did a good job. He acclimated himself pretty well. Look, he had some plays that I'm sure he wished he could have back, but overall, for only having been here a couple days, he did a pretty decent job.
Now, some people have referred to this as like a second draft when you're talking about claiming players off of other waivers. Is there a couple positions you're looking outside of the organization?
I don't think we look at it necessarily by position. I think we, and again, it's probably more of a question for Rick Smith, but I think we look at the best available football player out there and how does that guy fit your roster, you know. So, you're always striving to have the most competitive roster you can have. Just told that to the team, you know, in the team meeting. You know, as we get this thing down to 53, those guys in that meeting room, they realize that they've got to come here and earn it every day. They've got to work extremely hard because there's a lot of guys out there that can play that are good football players, and that's just the nature of the business. But I wouldn't say that we look at it by position. It's more about, okay, who's the best player out there and how can he help us?
Savage had that kind of disaster stretch yesterday, the 2 turnovers, and then how did you feel like he reacted to that?
Yeah, I thought he did well. In that instance, Tanya, I thought that he responded pretty well. I think those were some tough plays. You know, the one was I put that one on me as a bad play call there on our own 2-yard line, you know, trying to call a 3-step quick out, and, you know, just guy flew out and made a great play, and and took it back. But he responded after that. Then he got strip sacked, but he had the 2-minute drive at the end of the half. I mean, there were some good things that he did. He tried to get us into the right play. He's a tough kid. He took some hits last night, obviously, and I thought that he responded every time out. You know, he got knocked down, picked himself back up. I thought he took a step in the right direction mentally that way.
So with the preseason concluded, have you made a decision yet on strong safety, or do you expect Eddie and Andre and Quinn to kind of split things up there?
Yeah, no, I see that. You're right, the preseason has concluded, but the competition never ends. You know, I think that is a competitive battle. It'll be a competitive battle every week. I believe that all the guys at those positions understand that. You know, the guys that practice the best are the ones that are going to play the most in the games.
How y'all were starting to prepare during the week, like it was a regular season game, like before even last game. Is it so? Did the things change that much this week or next week coming up? Even since y'all have already been doing that?
Well, we feel like we're a little bit ahead. Yeah, we certainly feel like we've got a little jump on at least the normal down game plan. You know, first and second down, but we still have a lot of work to do. You know, we haven't been in pads in a while, so we'll get back in pads on Monday and work on the running game, things like that. But we feel like we've got some things installed that we can use in the game, so we'll be a little bit of a review early in the week, and then we'll build it up as the week goes.
Will the game 4 clear anything up for you as far as the competition is concerned, or did some of the guys make it that much tougher?
I would say that would be the case. You know, I think there were some guys that went out there and played really well. I don't want to get into who that was. I think you'll probably see that reflected on the final 53. You know, I think some guys really went out there and competed hard. You know, everybody played hard, and some guys really made some good plays in the game, and it solidified maybe our belief in those guys, or maybe it had an effect of a guy rising up. But it was a few guys went out there and did a good job.
Without making any comment on what it means for the roster, just what did Keyshawn Barton bring to the table last night?
Yeah, you know, this guy is a guy that when we got here, we weren't sure, you know, exactly how he fit into our offense. And, you know, he's a very hardworking guy. He's got really good hands. He's a smart player. You don't hear a lot from him. You know, he really just goes out there every day and he works. You know, he works very hard. He's picked up our offense. He came back to our camp this year in really good shape. He's moving well. So he's had a good camp. He's had a good camp, and I thought the last two games, he had the nice touchdown catch yesterday and last night, and he had a good game against New Orleans. So, you know, he's in the thick of it.
Bill, do you still expect Dwayne Brown to play week 1?
I do.
Got a couple tough days here, but then how soon do you switch gears into prepping for Kansas City?
Well, we like I said, you know, we started some Kansas City prep last week. We did probably 3 or 4 periods on Kansas City, primarily normal downs, things like that. So we've already started, but we'll get it really into our scouting report meetings and really dive into the situational aspect of it on Monday.
In terms of things with the return game, is that something that, you know, is kind of still kind of a little bit in flux there?
Yeah, I would say it's a work in progress. I think that we've got some guys that can return. You know, I think that Mumphrey, even though the one got called back, because I think we had 6 holding calls on the play, but he got called back. But I thought he made a nice cut on that play, and he got some nice yards on that play. So he's definitely a candidate to be a return guy. I think, you know, there's some other guys there. Obviously, Quentin Demps can be a quick kickoff return guy for us. So, you know, but we've got to really work on that this week and see eventually who it is. And, you know, I don't know if it'll be the same guy every week. Again, it'll go into that category of, you know, who practices the best and, obviously, who does the best job in the games.
Is there anything you can share at this point on Charles James?
Charles James is in the thick of it. You know, he's had a good camp. You know, we're still in discussions about the roster. And, you know, at that position, at the corner position, and special teams, things like that, he's in the discussion.
Sir, you mentioned the other day how difficult it is to do trades, but are you guys fielding lots of calls where people are like, hey, I like your roster, I want to talk to you about these guys, maybe you want to keep them anyway, but did they want to have that discussion?
Again, that's probably more of a question for Rick. I field calls from coaches sometimes, you know, things like that, but he fields the calls from the general managers and the player personnel guys. So, but I'll say this, we have a very competitive roster with a number of players on our roster that a lot of other teams like.
When you're deciding this 53, do you have some, you know, not heated, but positional coaches that are really going to bat for some guys?
We do. We have a lot of guys on our staff that feel very strongly about certain guys. Yeah, but that's the mark of a good staff. That's the kind of staff you want. You want a passionate staff that has strong opinions. We don't argue. I don't think there's very many players that we really totally disagree on. It might be a little bit of a difference here and there. We put together film. We watch a lot of tape. None of us have slept. You know, we got back at 2:30, and you know, we've been trying to grind it out here and figure this thing out. But put cut-ups together, put point-of-attack tapes together, things like that, and try to come up with the best decision that's in the best interest of the team that points towards winning. That's what it's all about. As long as we're thinking about winning and putting the best team together that gets us into that frame of mind, then we'll be in good shape.
You guys have further thoughts on Christian Covington?
He's had a good camp, Mark. He's a good kid. He's a very serious, hard-working kid. You know, there's things that he does well. You know, we think that he's an active pass rusher. We think that he's gotten better in the 34. He's versatile. So he's had a good camp.
Hagan's a guy that played some of the nose and at the end last year. Is he a guy that you still like in that type of versatile role if he's to make the 53?
Pagan's improved, Jason. He's definitely improved. You know, he was a little bit up and down at times, but I think – and he would tell you that. I think he would tell you that. But I think over the last 2 weeks, he's gotten better. So, yes, he's in the discussion, and we'll go back, keep watching tape, keep figuring it out, see if we can make the best decision for the team. But he's done some decent things the last 2 weeks.
Bill, I know it's a gradual thing with Jadeveon, but you've been saying you expect him to play week one. How far has he come along? How many plays do you expect him to play? Do you know that yet?
Yeah, I don't know if I have a pitch count yet ready for him for the first game, but I think he's come a long way. You know, he's been out there practicing. We've done a lot of things with him on the field that involve contact, that involve a lot of the moves that he's going to have to make, whether it's in a running game or dropping into pass coverage, which he'll do some of that, or rushing the pass, or obviously he'll do some of that. And I think he's come a long way. So I don't know as far as how many plays or anything like that, but I do anticipate him playing in that game.
Do you expect him to start?
To start the game? I don't think, you know, again, Christy, I don't think we get into starters and things like that. It depends on, like, Kansas City puts this personnel out on the field first, and however we match that, that's who starts the game. I don't know if it really, you know, just everybody's, it's really comes under the category of the more you can do for the team, it's, those will be the guys that are out there, the most versatile guys.
But if he doesn't start, it's not a commentary on his health
no,
or anything like that?
Not at all.
Okay.